Tonight marks the return of NYPD Blue on ABC and the premiere of a Fox telemovie called Roseanne, an Unauthorized Biography. Critic David Bianculli reviews them both.
NYPD Blue had the biggest advance buzz of all the new series last year because of all the talk about its nudity and adult language. This year, it's had the biggest buzz of all the returning series because of David Caruso's decision to leave the show to pursue a movie career. But the buzz doesn't count. Only the show does. And that's why NYPD Blue survived last year. The flashes of nudity were a gimmick, sometimes even a distraction. But the actors and characters and scripts were wonderful and made NYPD Blue a lot of fun to watch. It'll survive this year, too, for the same reason. I've already given David Caruso this year's McLean Stevenson Memorial I'm Gonna Quit This Show and Become a Big Star Award, because he's making a big mistake. Most people in Hollywood make that mistake of looking up to movies and down on television. But if Caruso wants to be challenged by his scripts and to develop a character to the fullest possible extent, there's no way he's going to get 22 hours worth of similar material each year as a film actor. But since he wants out, the producers will find a way. And they may already be laying the groundwork in tonight's show, which has Caruso's John Kelly taking the stand in the Janice Lacalce murder case. As in any high-profile double homicide, once Kelly testifies, the tabloids start coming after him.
Norman, what makes you think if I were to talk to somebody that it would be you?
You think $100,000 might change your attitude? Because that's what I've been trying to call you about.
Not interested.
My people will give you $100K for an exclusive interview when you're done at the trial.
Not interested.
You're not interested in $100,000 with someone putting Prozac in your granola?
No more messages, no more calls. Got it?
Yeah, it's me, Kelly. What's coming out of that courtroom? You should start looking at new sources of income.
Meanwhile, NYPD Blue continues to showcase co-star Dennis Franz, whose alcoholic Andy Sipowicz is the true soul of this show. His on-again, off-again courtship with Sylvia, played by Sharon Lawrence, is off again, but maybe not for long. I say maybe because his character, like this show, doesn't like to rush things.
I hope to have something to say to you soon on a personal matter.
Why don't you just say it?
At this point, I gotta wait.
All right.
I hope it'll be very soon. Just wanted you to know.
The bottom line is that NYPD Blue is alive and well. Meanwhile, over on Fox, Roseanne, an Unauthorized Biography, is dead and sick. Bad doesn't begin to describe it. Repugnant, festering, those begin to describe it. The easiest way to prove just how bad this telemovie is, and how awful Denny Dillon of Dream On is in the title role, is to play a scene with her as Roseanne. Any scene will do. When she's supposed to be funny, it's sad. And when she's supposed to be sad, it's funny. Here's an example of the supposedly dramatic stuff. If you're driving right now, hold on to the wheel.
And who the hell was I? Somebody's wife. Somebody's mother. Somebody's daughter. The money, the power, being famous. That was how I was going to deal with all the crap. I would tell myself, I'll deal with it when I made it as a stand-up. I'll deal with it when I got my own show. But there was always something else. The answer was never there. Where is it?
I rest my case. The scary thing is, I can't even say with conviction that Roseanne, an Unauthorized Biography, should end up as the worst telemovie of the season. Another Roseanne bio is coming up in 2 weeks on NBC, and Fox has quickie bios of Mia Farrow and O.J. Simpson on tap. Calling tonight's Roseanne clunker the season's worst, I'm afraid, might be unduly optimistic.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News and the author of Teleliteracy.